Tommy away to Harrogate, and everybody's in a much better frame of mind than what they were a week ago.
A much better frame of mind. We said it after the game. It's probably the perfect Christmas present for everybody. I think everybody needed that lift, from players to boardroom level to management to obviously the supporters. I think everybody needed that lift. And the players were very, very good on the day, and we were hoping for more of the same.
What impressed you most about the team's performance on Boxing Day?
Character, spirit, determination. I think the lads wanted it. You know, you could see that from the first whistle. We went at them. We were very solid in what we did defensively. And the lads showed them characteristics that I spoke about when I first came in. Probably the characteristics that I would have described them as. You know, they were very hard to beat. They were resilient. They were strong. And like I say, it was a Darlington performance.
Created plenty of chances as well, albeit backs were against the wall at times, but we were pushed back at times, but at the other end still created chances. For example, Reece Dyche had a couple, Phil Turnbull did, so did Harvey Saunders.
Well, I think probably for 25-30 minutes, I think Harrogate were up against the ropes. You know, I think they were worried. I think every time we got a set play, whether it be from a corner or a long throw or a free kick, We looked very big, and we looked a threat every single time we went forward. So we had chances. I thought we probably could have added to the scoreline, to be honest with you, at the time. Obviously, late on, you know, when you know as a player, you know as a manager, you know as a fan, when you're 2-0 up and the opposition score a goal, it does get a bit tentative. And I think that's probably what happened. We weathered that, and then obviously the sending off, and then obviously the third goal completely killed them.
For the next game, Dominic Collins is going to be available, which was a great result, really, in front of the FA. Did Dalo hire Petrocelli to get him off?
No, luckily for us, we had Rob Jones and Kev Luff. You know, them two in particular did an unbelievable job, and I think sometimes it's easy to oversee the fact that decision happened, but there's reasons why it did happen, and those two in particular worked extremely hard to get that one turned around. And I'm delighted that the FA saw sense in terms of that, because the description that was made by the referee was definitely not the case.
It's going to be a different game though on that surface, isn't it, because Harrogate are used to playing on a 4G pitch. We train on it, obviously we don't play on it. Are you going to change the team's tactics at all?
I want much more of the same, to be honest with you. And I know what you're saying, obviously, like, the surface could be a factor. But to be honest with you, I've seen a lot of Harrogate over the last couple of years. I know a lot about that pitch. And I think it's very similar to the one we train on twice a week. So I don't envisage the lads having much problem with it. Obviously, there's teams that have gone there this year that play on grass and that have won. So we definitely won't be using it as an excuse. We'll go there on Monday with confidence and determined to go and beat them again.
Hopefully, pick up another win and keep on moving up the table, because that's the key now, isn't it?
It is. The lads are confident. But at the same time, you know, we go there with a lot of respect for them. You know, they're not second in the league because they're a bad side. We need to focus on ourselves, and I think probably take it step by step now. Say if we were to lose a game of football, we won't be dejected by it. It just means that we need to go and win the next game, and then the next game after that. You know, we know what's required of us to get to where we want to be, and what needs to be done to push away from where we currently are. So the boys are focused. We just want to keep winning games of football.